Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bogey and Wojo, 97 won the ticket. By the way, if we polled ticket texters, simply asking them what Kyle spelled backwards is.
Yeah.
They would say idiot.
Yeah, forward, backwards, up, down. No, listen. Don't get me wrong. I really do appreciate the outside-the-box thinking. Mm-hmm. I do. Okay. I'm not just saying this to be patronizing at all. And that if you're not getting much in return on some of these other guys, that maybe you have to get creative. I used to think the line was Verlander, Miguel Cabrera, just because nobody would trade for them. But now maybe they would for Verlander. The real line is the Michael Fulmer line, in my mind. But now, before we go to the phones at 248-539-9797, Bogey, I'm just being fair here.
Yeah.
Yes, there are people starting to agree with you here. I don't know if they have started drinking or what.
See, now you're just lying to my face.
No. Wojo, Wojo, Wojo. How can't everybody on this trade team be available? I don't get it. Who the hell is Fulmer? Everybody is tradable, available. I'm with you, Bogey. That's from Bob and Troy.
And we have a lot of people that are like, you know, basically saying, oh, yeah, let's take a bad team and make it worse by trading away your best player. Look, I understand it would hurt. It's not like I want to see Michael Fulmer go, okay? I grew up here. I want to see good baseball. I want to see that every single day or every 5 days in Michael Fulmer's case. At the same time, this has to get worse in order for it to actually get better. And people are not willing to do that or embrace that. And that's where we kind of are at the point where they're not understanding what I'm getting at.
If they trade three or four of the veterans, it's going to get worse. Fulmer is the type of pitcher that you're going to spend the rest of your career as a GM trying to find.
Okay, but think about this. How many of the young stars in baseball right now, right? You got Aaron Judge, you got your Bryce Harper, you got your Mike Trout, all those guys. How many of them are young stud starting pitchers?
Like, not many. That's why you hang on to them.
No, that's why you don't, because the trend is you want to go to the ballpark to see a guy every single day. That's why Miguel Cabrera was so beloved for such a long period of time.
And so was Verlander.
Absolutely, but Verlander also went through his ups and downs.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to read this one, too, before we go to the phones, because there's a lot of negative ones in here, but I'm giving him a break here.
That's okay.
This one, Bogey, you hit the nail on the head with the Fulmer take. I wasn't at the beach sipping G&Ts like Wojo, however, I was listening to your show on the 4th, and I agree with you. I've been saying it since the team began to skid. All my buddies call me crazy for saying it, but if you're going to rebuild, why not go all out?
He's the biggest, and I appreciate that one listener. It's good to know that there was one person listening on the 4th of July, although I got to be honest, I would have rather been on a beach. But I will say this. If Michael Fulmer is the most valuable Tiger in this organization, for Al Avila and this team to not even float him out there is irresponsible.
That's what
you need to do. He's the only one that can get you a big return.
You have to float him. If somebody calls, like the Cubs said, hey, did you see what we said to Peter Gammons? We were drunk when we said it, but by the way, is he available? And then Avila would say, well, yeah, if you give me Everett Chris Bryant and What's his face? The Rizzo guy.
Look, look at the Chris Sale trade with Boston just a year ago. I mean, four solid up-and-coming position players from the Red Sox organization. I mean, that is the model. And I think Fulmer would be more valuable at this point because he's only 24.
Yeah, I mean, Sale is 30 and Fulmer is 23, 24.
And a lot cheaper than Sale was until he obviously gets to arbitration.
Let's see where the last place White Sox get when they start to get okay, to use those prospects.
That's what happens, though. You have to get worse to get better. That's what the Red Wings don't understand. They just keep hanging on and hanging on. And you know what you're doing? You're just going to be stuck in this holding pattern forever.
Don't nod your head in agreement. And they're looking at that. He's nodding his head in agreement.
I completely agree with him.
Oh,
what hope
God.
Do you have with Fulmer? None. So why not trade and give yourself better hope in 2-3 years?
Because you're
betraying him for 2-3 years and you're going nowhere anyway.
Because you will be trading to get somebody who you hope in 2 or 3 years is
eventually
half as good as Fulmer.
But isn't
eventually
that the point of a trade? You traded David Price in hopes that you get the next David Price.
No,
you traded Cespedes in hopes that you get the next Cespedes.
And
that's
there
what
are
happens.
Very few odds that you will. Very long
well, you got
odds
Michael
that
Fulmer,
you will.
That odd really worked well. So
didn't
why not
work
try
for
it again?
Boyd and Norris.
Regardless, by the time you might be close to ready to win in 3 to 5 years, you'll at least know which ones you can actually keep, which ones you could part with. Then you can start to actually spend some money because the payroll's obviously not going to be what it is at this point. By the way,
did you pay Hatchett?
Executive show decision. Hatchett, you're coming in here next break. Wojo's going in there to run the board.
You paid him, didn't you?
248-539-9797. Just a small fee. I also pay anyone that agrees with me on the ticket text or to call in.
You don't spend much money.
Let's talk to Mike in Flat Rock. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Michael.
What's going on?
Let me start by saying you cannot rebuild if you don't have anybody to rebuild around. He's 24 years old. He's one of the best pitchers in the game. You cannot get rid of him. Period.
Period.
There is one player that I would trade Fulmer for. One player in all of baseball, and that's Bryce Harper. If it's not Bryce Harper, I'm not even listening to it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so Mike, let's just assume, okay, that you know they're able to move Justin Verlander, able to move JD, they move Justin Wilson, Alex Avila, and yeah, sure, they get some prospects in return, but they're really not, you know, high end guys or guys that are maybe top five in a club's farm system. Okay, what do you have outside of Michael Fulmer for the next 5 years?
What's the point in getting a player that's a year younger than Fulmer that will not be half of what he is?
Really? Right. So everyday positional players aren't going to be as important as a starting pitcher that goes out there once every 5 days.
Not half as good.
No, because he's only gonna hit one ball a game at the most.
Yeah, I wouldn't get caught up in the position player. Starting pitching is still how you win,
but
ultimately.
Michael,
but they're not trying
off.
To win right now. That's the thing. You're
no,
not trying
in
to
5 years,
win.
He'll only be 28. They're 29.
If he's healthy.
He'll be 28 years old, and he might be in his prime then.
If he's healthy,
he might
Mike.
Not even, though.
Come
he'll,
on.
He's going to continue to grow.
Mike, think about this, though, and I appreciate the call. He's already not even 2 years into his career. He's got a ton of innings already on that arm, and starting pitchers, like it or not, they go through a lot from an injury standpoint. He could be one pitch from ending his career.
All right, wait. Are you playing the risk card
Absolutely.
With Fulmer? Where compared to the risk of picking up prospects who don't pan out, I don't know, 89.5% of the time
buy
don't
low,
become stars?
Buy low and sell high.
Do
Michael
not play
Fulmer,
the risk
Michael
card.
Fulmer is already an ace, and he makes $500,000 a year before he's eligible for arbitration. He would be able to get you a significant amount in return, and whether or not they end up all panning out, it doesn't matter. A couple could pan out, and that's exactly what you want. Not to mention, you want to start building some depth in your farm system, which is something that people were worried about when the Tigers were contending
for some
reason.
No, but this is a piece. I would actually agree with you if he was like, I don't know, a star second baseman. Where you can get by with a non-star second. People look forever for the linchpin ace of a pitching staff, and he's off to one of the best young starting pitching careers
That's true.
In recent history. Uh-huh. Rookie of the year and then all-star
team.
Didn't
they just draft their next ace in Fiedo?
No, but they picked him.
And he's ready in 3 years. Boom, now you're ready, and you've already got pieces for Fulmer and Fiedo.
But that's the difference. He was picked 18th. And you didn't have to give up anything to get him. You just had to make a draft
pick. Well,
that's
my point. Now you're going to add pieces in the former trade to go along with Fiedo.
That may or may not pan out. I can't believe that you guys have gone from First of all, everybody wanted to trade everybody, like veterans, for which
well,
I
yeah,
get.
Yeah, they need to, but they waited too long, and now they don't have any value. Go on.
Not really. It could. We'll see. I mean, we're 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. But you know what? Waited too long. Verlander wasn't going to have value last year either with his contract.
I disagree. The Tigers need to bite the bullet, pay some of that money, and there would be a team out there that would absolutely love to have had him in the offseason. I don't buy that argument for a second. I really don't.
I do.
The Tigers are being... They need to be more willing, I guess, to pay some of that contract.
Maybe
that's the big
holdup
right now, and that's why I think you saw that story from Peter Gammons or the report about, we're not paying $70 million. They need to do what Dave Dombrowski did with Prince Fielder and pay some of that contract.
If Al Avila is willing to pay some of that money, he sure as hell shouldn't say anything about it right now. That should be a negotiating tool.
That's 100%
fair. Speaking of tools. Oh, gee, now that's out of line.
No, see, that's another way to spell my name backward. 248-539-9797. We'll get to some more of your phone calls coming up. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97 on the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.